Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shut your mouth! Good day, sir! Say hello to my little friend!
Mets fans for Yankees!
Oh, guess what Craig had installed in the studio?
Dude, that is freaky.
The money now.
Oh my God.
If you ever want to see your children again, you give me the money now.
Oh my God. Damn, I'm out of bio. Boy. Mickey Mantle and I once had a threesome.
Pardon me?
Me, Mickey Mantle, and Elizabeth Taylor had a threesome. I never told that story. It's not in my book. But I wanted you to know.
Well, I got to tell you, I met Mickey Mantle personally a few times.
Yeah.
I had
a threesome with him.
And here we go.
Go, yes, sir. McMonagle, back with you on this Labor Day Monday, filling in for Carton and Roberts. I got you till 7 o'clock on this beautiful Labor Day. Isn't it great? What a wonderful day. I mean, just everyone should be in such a good mood. Just what a disaster this Labor Day Monday is. I know it's 80 degrees out and beautiful. Great. I chose to barbecue yesterday. It rained. That's how my weekend's going. The Yankees and Mets are both awful. The Mets blow a lead. The Yankees get blown out. And let's start with the team that got blown out as they are blowing their opportunity to play a game that I've already envisioned, damn it. I've already seen it happen October 5th. Cole on the mound in the Bronx, we've seen it already. I've already figured out talking to Evan about how I'm going to get to the game. Maybe we can leave early to get to the game on time. We've already had it. You can't be blowing it now, and they are playing some awful baseball. And that's really it right now. They're back. That's what I'm taking from this. After the 13-game winning streak, they are 2-7 in their last nine. And the Yankees that we all hated, the Yankees that we despised, the Yankees Craig said had no soul, the Yankees that hit into double plays, the Yankees that had no offense, blew games late, that ugly, disgusting team that we saw months ago, that really, more than just the last during that 13-game win streak, that same team that has been really gone since the Mets series on the 4th of July, since winning that second game on the 4th of July against the Mets, and they started to play much better from that point on. And up until the Angels series that they lost a couple series ago before the dreadful Baltimore series, which you got to get to. But up until that point, there was one Red Sox series where they lost. Other than that, they were clicking off series after series. So it goes further back than just the 13-game win streak. This team's been playing well since the early July, and this ugly, gross team is back. The soulless, boring baseball is back. And it's disgusting to watch, and they had an opportunity to hold on to something. And what you're seeing them do against bad teams, and we have seen it this year. This team, when they play good, they can beat anyone. We've seen them play well against the White Sox. We've seen them play well against the Astros. They just swept the Red Sox the last time they played. They've had the winning series against the A's this year. Other than Tampa, they've taken care of every other postseason team out there. Seattle, who's right behind them now. But when they're going bad, man, are they going bad. And you have seen it here. They lost two games to the Angels. You can't do that. coming off a 13-game winning streak. They have lost two games to Baltimore, who's 50 games under 500. And they've done it in ugly fashion. They were lucky to win a single game in extra innings. And this offense is back to its old tricks, despite having Rizzo, despite having Gallo, who is just horrendous now. And I understand he's going to come away as the guy we're all really fixated on. And you know what? Rightfully so. Because he's striking out about half the at-bats. I'm not even kidding. Half of the time he's up, he's striking out. I know he was the perfect all-or-nothing guy. The three true outcome savior, or whatever you would call it, the poster boy. Of the three true outcome, the home run, the walk, the strikeout. Well, it's been nothing but striking out with a couple of home runs sprinkled in. He's been awful, and they consistently now hit him at the two-hole. And you heard Boone talk about it, how, you know, he envisions that spot for someone who gets on base, which is what Gallo has done in his career, who doesn't hit ground balls, which is something Gallo used to do before he came to the Yankees, of course. And someone who hits home runs. So he's an opportune guy for this second hole in the lineup. And maybe a little bit, I thought, trying to get him going because you want to try and get this guy hot because this lineup could use another hot bat in it. Right now, there's nobody. And you figure you put him up second, you get LeMahieu on base, you get Judge behind him, you're hoping to get him some fastballs. You're hoping to get guys to go after him. And it's been an out-and-out disaster, and he can't hit second anymore. And Luke Voit has to be in the lineup, and these games have to be played with some urgency. It's almost like they got the 13-game winning streak, and they said, look where we are in the standings. Ha-ha, we told you so. You got guys like me, you know, promoting that message. Not just me, a lot of people. The Yankees have finally made it. All right, the division's going to be tough because the Rays never lose, but here they are again. On pace to win 96, 97 games. They're going to be in the postseason. All we did was cry about them. Ha ha, we told you we're back. And since that 13-game winning streak, the same old ugliness has returned. And it's embarrassing to watch. They got one runner to second base today. And he's the one guy who probably shouldn't have been in the lineup. I know Gardner made a great play in center field, and I understand why they're playing him. And I know Stanton dove for a ball last night, so that's it. He left his feet in the outfield, can't play him again today. So you knew Gardner would be in the lineup, even with a left-hander in Ryu. And the fact that Voit actually has some good numbers on him. But no, we got to go to Gardner, and he's the only guy who gets the second base in the whole game. This isn't a problem with runners in scoring position. This is getting guys on. This is an inept lineup. And you're seeing with this team, there are two guys on this team that carry the team. Two. Judge and Stanton. And if they go cold, this offense does nothing. Nothing. When they were winning, you know, sprinkle in Voit, who got hot while Rizzo was gone. You know, Sanchez hits two home runs that end up being meaningless and a loss you can't lose to Baltimore, blowing two different three-run leads. But it is Stanton and Judge, and if they go through a stretch where they don't hit, if 2-3-4 are 0-12, the Yankees are not winning. It's just that simple. And now you look at the standings as you're waiting on the result of Rays Red Sox, and you're actually pulling for the Rays, which makes me sick to my stomach, but that's what you have to do as a Yankee fan. The division's gone. So now you're trying to hold on to this wild card spot, and you're trying to keep it in the Bronx. And if the Red Sox hold on to a lead, you're a half a game behind them. You're still one up in the loss column, but in the standings, a half a game behind them. And you're holding off Seattle and Toronto, who you still got three more with, who took you to the woodshed today. And the Yankees have problems up and down the lineup. It's more than just this offense. It's more than just this offense. Tyone was actually pretty good today. And he made you feel a little bit better about what he's thrown in August here in September. The last two starts have been brutal for Tyone. And you thought you were on your way to his third consecutive when he gives up two solo home runs in the first inning, but he actually settled down. He actually gave this pitching staff some innings, which they desperately need because the bullpen's in shambles. The bullpen's in absolute shambles right now. You still have a Chapman you don't trust. You got a Green who's having an up-and-down season at best. And you've lost the Weisdego, which may end up being the death knell for this team. And it is a devastating injury. It's a devastating injury. He's not going to throw for 10 days, you know, now probably nine or whatever. And he's, I would not be surprised if we do not see Loaisiga again. And that is devastating, because if you look at this back end of the bullpen and you get to games where you're trying to hold off the Orioles, do you have to throw Heaney out there? No, I guess you don't. But the fact of the matter is who do you have at the back? Chapman and Green. Those are the guys that you depended on going into the season. You had Loaisiga and Britton. They're both gone. Now, Britton really wasn't any good at any point this year, but still, he was someone you were counting on and hoping you could figure out a way to get him going towards the end of the year. He's gone. Loaisiga's gone. Peralta has finally started to show some signs of not being the, you know, the best lefty in baseball, which, you know, he was having this stretch where he was unbelievable, but he's come back to earth a little bit. Holmes has been pretty good. You're going to have to ask him to do a lot more now. And that's why you find yourself in a three-run game in the ninth throwing out Kriske, because you can't afford to waste your bullpen on a game you're down three runs and you haven't got more than two guys to second base all game. Why would you have any faith their offense is going to score three runs? Why would you throw Holmes an inning? Why would you throw anybody else after you threw Lidke, anyone of any damn importance on this bullpen, to waste them on a game you're not going to score three runs on? I understand he gives up the grand slam and everybody throws their heads up and it turns a three-run loss into an eight-run loss. That's all it did. That's all it did. But that's where the bullpen is at, where you can't afford to throw a Holmes because you might need him tomorrow, because there's nobody available in this bullpen who's any damn good right now. Loaisiga's injury is going to kill them. It's as that news was as disheartening news for a Yankee fan as we've had all year. Because that's how important Loaisiga can be to this team. And you saw what happens without him. And it's just back to the same stuff. And yes, it's back to poor defense at shortstop. Let's be fair. I've said it. I think everyone kind of agreed. When Gleyber Torres comes back, he's the starting shortstop of this team. There's no question. He just is. And he has been brutal at shortstop since he's come back. It's totally mental to me. Because that play wasn't a physical play he had last night against the Orioles. That is a mental timing play. That is a smart baseball, understanding the clock of the game, and he didn't have it. And then you saw it today again as well with a play where he rushes a play that he had more time on, can't get a grip, and he can't even make a throw. Now, it didn't come back to hurt them, but he's not giving you enough offense to play this kind of defense. I totally understand. And right now, Gleyber there, Gallo hitting second, and Voit never playing are three decisions the Yankees are making that are impacting their season. It's impacting their season. The way Gleyber Torres is giving you nothing at the plate and playing poor at shortstop, the way Gallo is striking out every other time up in the two-hole, and the fact that whether because it's they don't trust Stanton to play in, you know, back-to-back games in the outfield, or they can't give Rizzo a day off. Whatever the case, Voit's not playing. Gardner's playing instead. Gallo's hitting second. And Gleyber Torres continues to be a zero coming back from the IL. Those are three things directly. And the Loaisiga injury. Those are the things right now that are weighing over this entire Yankee franchise as they're trying to get ready to win a wild card. Because that's where they are. The division's gone, and this team has to try and hold on to this wild card spot. And they got a Toronto team in the building who's been scoring a ton of runs, who's been hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Simeon's become an MVP-type player. You know what Vlad is. Teoscar Hernandez hits home runs. He's got 90 RBIs up and down the lineup. Springer at the top. This is a dangerous team coming in. And they just took you to the woodshed for game one and said, hey, we're here. We're three games back, buddy. And this Yankee team that had that great run of 13 in a row, and honestly before that, playing much better baseball, winning series, who got themselves into a very cushy position as the wild card leader, have now are a Red Sox win away from no longer being the first wild card, and 2.5 back of Seattle and three games back of Toronto. And Toronto's in the building looking to take it to you, as they did in game one, 8-0. You got a Chapman who you still don't have confidence in, Green, Holmes, Peralta, Lidke. You got a bunch of guys who've had nice seasons and have been a little bit better than you expected. But you are going to need so much out of Chad Green. And Chapman, forget about it. I mean, forget it. Any question you had about whether Chapman's the closer on this team or what situation you're going to find him to put, that's it. He's the closer. That's it. That's it. Who else are you going to throw in there? You're not going to put him. You need him too much to just get rid of him. So if you're going to pitch him, you're going to pitch him in the ninth. What's the difference about pitching him in the eighth and having Green in the ninth? It makes no difference. I'd have less faith in Chapman in the eighth because it's a position he's not used to. It'll hurt his confidence, whatever the scenario. He's pitching the ninth inning. The loss of Loaisiga has sealed that. Chapman is a must-have in the ninth inning. That's it. Hopefully Green is better. And as you're chasing down these teams, as you're trying to hold off these teams that are right at your feet, the Yankees have completely wasted that 13-game winning streak with 2-7. Completely, 15-7 isn't bad over 22. It's a nice 22-game stretch. And you can tell yourself that, and I can try and tell myself that, and the Yankees can try and tell themselves that. But, it's completely wiped out the idea that you made this huge run and huge jump. And even more than the scoreboard, I know we're 3.5 weeks away. I understand I'm scoreboard watching the Red Sox and Rays. I understand now it's legitimately time to pay attention with the standings, but I've been saying it all year. This Yankee team, I don't care about the standings. It's what kind of baseball are they playing? Because when they're playing good, look at this lineup still. If they're playing well and they're hitting, they are good enough to do whatever they need to do. Maybe not catch Tampa, that's long gone. But I'm not so much focused on the division or the wild card standings as I am the way they're playing. And they're back for the first time since July. Yeah, they blew some games against the Red Sox in that 4-game set and lost 3 out of 4. And it was ugly. But that's the one series they lost. Going back to July 4th with the Mets. Since July, this team has been different. And you're watching Urshela make errors, and you're seeing LeMahieu hit into big double plays, and you're seeing 5 double plays in a game, and you're seeing blowing leads to Baltimore who can't beat anybody. And you're seeing the same disgusting baseball you saw the entire first half of the season. And I know I defend Boone and I defend Cashman. I'm getting hit up on Twitter. I can't wait to hear you defend this. What does this have to do with Cashman right now? Loaisiga gets hurt, so the bullpen suffers. Should he have made more moves at the deadline to get relievers? Okay, you're going to go nuts. They just won 13 in a row after the deadline. Why'd you bring in Gallo? Oh, I don't know, because he's got 30 home runs, and he gets on base at a high clip. He hasn't done it. One of 100 guys who've come to the Yankees and struggled. I can be here all day. We're only on till 7. I could spend the rest of the day listing guys who came here to the Yankees and didn't perform for the first 3 weeks they got here. And you know what? You love a bunch of them. You cry to high heaven that Didi's not on this team anymore. Tino Martinez is one of the greatest beloved Yankees of all time. They stunk for 3 weeks. I wasn't sure Didi knew how to play baseball. He didn't know how to run the bases. He didn't know how to play the position. And now, oh my God, it's one of the biggest mistakes the Yankees made was getting rid of him. So as disappointing as I am and as frustrated as I am with this team, I'm not above the idea that they can play better than they have this last week. It's a terrible week, and we've seen signs of the same old ugly baseball. But this is still the same team that won 13 in a row and lost one series from July 4th to the end of August. They're still 3 games up. They're not in last place. They're still in a wild card position. And as much as you say you can't lose to Baltimore, you can if you go out and beat Toronto. You can if you go out and sweep the Mets. You can if you move forward and play better baseball. That Orioles season, that series doesn't have to kill their season. That's not a death knell in their year, losing 2 out of 3. It's embarrassing. It's unfortunate. It helps, eliminate a lead in the wild card that you had. But this team is still good enough to go back to the team we saw 2 weeks ago and have seen the last 2 months. But man, is it frustrating. And there are a couple things that need to change, and the manager and the powers that be need to recognize it. Luke Voit can't not play against the lefty. I don't care. And Gardner made a great play in the outfield to save a run, to turn a double play after a bunch of errors in the infield. And he was the only guy to get to second base. And I still don't care. Voit's got to be out there. I don't care Tyone's a fly ball pitcher. I don't care Stanton dove in the outfield. I don't care what the circumstance. Left-hander on the mound, Luke Voit has to be in the lineup. And the jumbo package has to be in the outfield. And Gallo, I don't care if you're trying to get him hot. I don't care if you like what his abilities bring to that two-hole in theory, which is the same concept that had, you know, the center fielder hitting third for the entire first half of the year before he got hurt. There's no excuse Gallo is hitting second anymore. There's no excuse Voit doesn't at least should be playing 5 out of 6. And there's no excuse for him not to be against a lefty. None. And this team needs to play with some damn urgency because these games are important. The next 3 games against Toronto are important. And I understand the fact that they got a stretch here of a lot of games. And you hear from a lot of guys, the Mets, throughout baseball, Lindor doesn't play the second game of a doubleheader. This isn't just Yankee baseball. That's the other thing that everybody, oh my, only the Yankees. Nonsense. They all do it. You just don't follow them as closely. But this Yankee team, after an 8-0 disgusting loss, right here on WFN, WFAM, FM, New York. There's your ID, right in the middle of it. McMonigal in, filling in for Carton and Roberts. We'll get to your calls, 877-337-6666. The Yankees get plastered 8-0 by the surging Toronto Blue Jays, whose offense is far superior. They've got Cole on the mound again tomorrow to try and stop another losing streak, and you got to hope he goes out there and does it, because if he loses tomorrow, man, oh, man, this Yankee season is going to start to have a feeling that you don't want to know after this game. I'm telling you, right, if Cole loses tomorrow and gets hit around by Toronto, it is going to be a bad scene. It is going to be a bad scene. The Mets, Diaz with a leadoff walk and then blows the game for the Mets. Look, to me, at now 69-69, which I'm sure everyone will get a laugh out of, the Mets are trying to chase down a miracle. They lost. They couldn't pull off the 4 out of 5, which all the smart people in the world told you is what they needed at least. Need at least 4 out of 5. Unable to do it. But they're chasing down a miracle. Let's be fair. The Yankees have it in their hands, and they're giving it away. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.